With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Political turmoil engulfs a key U.S. ally in East Asia. South Korea's opposition party submitting a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol. It stems from Yoon's brief imposition of martial law
that drew heavily armed troops to encircle parliament in Seoul before lawmakers climbed walls to re-enter the building and unanimously voted to lift his order. Impeaching Yoon would require the support of two-thirds of parliament, and at least six justices of the nine-member constitutional court would have to support it to remove him from office.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the impeachment vote could come on Friday. Pete Hegseth is President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee, at least for now. There are reports, first surfacing in the Wall Street Journal, that Mr. Trump could replace Hegseth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. There's nothing official yet. This comes as the confirmation process proceeds.
The Trump transition team signed an agreement to allow the Justice Department to start background checks on nominees and staff. This lets Trump transition aides and future administration staff get security clearances before Inauguration Day to access classified information. The signing with the Justice Department was delayed after an agreement was signed to transition with others in the existing federal workforce. John Thune, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, said the Trump team understands there's going to have to be a thorough vetting of all these nominees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Democrat Adam Gray has won election to a House seat representing California's Central Valley, defeating Republican incumbent John Duarte by 187 votes. The final House contest to be determined this year. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 190 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 133. This is SRN News. Toronto celebrates Christianity.
In a move that is unusual for any major city in the West these days, lawmakers in Toronto have declared December to be Christian Heritage Month. The resolution notes that Christianity is the most prominent religion in Canada, with God being mentioned in the first sentence of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Toronto was once known as the City of Churches, with nearly 100 of them within city limits just before the turn of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Border Patrol has been hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and an unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent tells the Associated Press, "The hardest thing is people don't understand what we do. We've been called terrible names." This is SRN News. A lot of people spent a lot of money.
There were 197 million shoppers during the five-day holiday weekend of Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. Consumer spending for the online shopping days during the holiday weekend give an estimate of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, says,
"Our forecast for the winter holiday spending season, that's November 1 to December 31, is that sales will increase between 2.5% and 3.5%.
Shea added that spending on gifts is up. On average, shoppers this weekend spent $235 on gifts, which is nearly $10 more than last year's average. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today on the constitutionality of Tennessee's ban on so-called gender-affirming care for youngsters. Case could have national implications. At least 25 other states have similar laws. More details, SRNNews.com.